Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get back to more Mercedes in the Morning.
I like to listen in the morning and while I'm driving to work.
On Mix 94.1.
Tomorrow is the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, and a lot going on to commemorate those lives that were lost on that day. So many incredible stories from that day, so much sadness, but also so much heroism and just little acts of kindness that went such a long way. You mentioned this earlier, JC, where you just remember how you felt that day when people, actually September 12th, when people really came together and just the humanity and helping your neighbors and how touching that really was.
Yeah, it really was. Look back on that day, that morning after, just the tragedy and the horrific events of that Tuesday, September 11th, but go to the next day, that Wednesday, and just the way just there were no differences in this country. We were all equal, and we all came together for a common cause to help each other out and to heal as a nation, to heal as a country, as a world. And it's just, I don't know, it was a weird sense of peace between people. We were just there for each other the day after.
Yeah. And so I was talking to my mom earlier this week. Actually, my aunt texted me and she said, hey, do you know the story of what your dad did? Can you write that down? Because I want to post something about that on September 11th. And I've told the story on the air before. I'll tell it again here in a second. I was like, oh, you know what? My mom knows more details about that than I do. And I was trying to kind of blow it off. I'm like, I don't have time to write down this whole thing, you know? And so I was like, oh, you should call my mom and ask her. She knows more about it. And then the more I thought about it, I'm like, you know what? It is a pretty great story. I should probably do something. So I called my mom and I said, Mom, can I get the details? I was just on the phone with her. I was calling her because I'm trying to, there are some little details that I'm missing in the story. And I asked her, I'm like, hey, do you know what airport Dad was at specifically? The story, I ended up tweeting about it. It's an 11-part Twitter thread. You can read it at MercedesLV is my Twitter. And I wrote it last night in the hopes that maybe some of my Colorado friends would see it. And maybe I could connect with the people I'm talking about in this. And I don't know what happened overnight. I went to bed and I woke up this morning and it just blew up. I'm kind of in shock right now. It's kind of crazy.
You have 8,000 retweets, 1,000 quoted tweets, 22,000 likes, and that's just on the original one. And then you go through every single thread. Each one has been retweeted, liked, loved. Jump to Mercedes' Twitter account, like it, retweet it. And I was telling Mercedes, I heard the story before, and when I was reading it this morning, I was moved so much by the story, moved that wanting to hopefully connect some of these people again with you and your family, because your dad did an amazing thing. But also, secondly, just reading that, I was brought to tears driving to work this morning of wanting to, like, go back to that, of just, like, doing good. And maybe if everyone today reads this tweet and they're inspired by it to do one good thing for someone out there, the world would be a better place.
Well, and I think ultimately, you, as someone who knew my dad, that would be the greatest honor, that if his act inspired any one person to do something nice, that's what he was about. He was about putting smiles on people's faces. He was about bringing happiness, and he was about helping people. That literally was my dad's life goals, just to make people happy. Mm-hmm. And I'll read it, I guess. Should I just read it, or should I just tell the story in my own words, or what do you want?
Tell it in your own words, whatever's more comfortable for you to do.
I feel like if I read it, I won't start crying.
Okay.
But if I tell it in my own words, I will start crying. So I'm just going to read it.
Can I ask a quick question, though?
Yeah.
Did you write this whole thing out, and did Twitter break it up into 11 tweets, or did you have to individually break it up into like...
I broke it up because every time I would run out of characters on one, I'd start a new one. So,
all right, this is... Go ahead.
Okay. Did my dad help you on September 11th, 2001? If so, I'm trying to find you. On September 11th, 2001, my dad caught a flight in Ohio to fly home to Denver. He was there on business and was anxious to get home to see his family. Shortly after takeoff, the pilot announced that the flight was being grounded. There was a breach of security and they had to land at the nearest airport. That airport was in Omaha. The pilot said he was hoping to have more information for the passengers when they landed. My dad knew something was wrong, so as soon as he got cell service, he called one of the rental companies and asked to rent the biggest van they had. At this point, they were still in the air. When he deplaned and heard what was happening, he made his way to either Avis or Hertz, we aren't sure which one he called, got the van, parked, and went back to the terminal. He found a cardboard box by a trash can and asked to borrow a Sharpie from a ticket agent. He made a sign out of the box that said, "Going to Denver," on it. People started approaching him, asking if he was going that way. He said yes, he rented a van and he would be able to take 7 people with him. Word started to get around. He found 7 strangers, all scared, so was he, that just wanted to get home to their families. The 8 of them hopped in and my dad drove them from Omaha to Denver. When they got to the metro area, he drove every single person to their home. If you know the Denver area, it's big. There are many suburbs in the area, but each one got front door service. They all offered to pay him for the cost of the van. He wouldn't accept it. They offered him gas money. He didn't take it. To him, seeing those people make it to their families when the country was being attacked was the only thing that mattered to him. Many of those people kept in touch with him for several years after 9/11, 2001. It warmed his heart. We were so proud of him. We still are. My dad died from brain cancer on July 24th, 2016. I often wonder if those people still remember him. I wonder if on the 20th anniversary of that day, will they think of him for a split second when they reflect on where they were? I know social media is powerful, and I'm really hoping this tweet finds those people. I'd love to hear about that drive. His name is Emilio, and I know there were so many heroes that day. I am grateful for each and every one. My dad has and always will be my hero. And I do believe my dad was a hero to 7 people that needed to get to their families in Denver on September 11th, 2001. If you were one of them, please DM me. And I'm touched by all of the people who shared this. Gosh, I did not want to cry.
I think we're all crying. It's just, it's a remarkable story, a remarkable thing that your father did that day.
Yeah, it was just so selfless. I don't know how he could have thought that quickly. I would not have been able to think that quickly.
Think about it. So this is, you know, the breach in security. This is, so, okay, we're talking about all planes in the United States were about to be grounded, is what was happening. All the planes were grounded that morning.
Yeah.
And so your dad picks up, something is wrong. So your dad was smart enough to grab his cell phone, book a car, because I guarantee as soon as your dad booked his car, there were no rental cars anywhere to be found because everyone was trying to get the same thing, get a car to drive home. But not to be selfish and just get a car to get home. He's like, I have a chance now to bring people with me to get them home to their families. He didn't just book a car. He said, give me your biggest car, which just shows the character of a man that your father was.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think selfish me would be like, just give me a compact car. I need to get home. And he's like, give me your biggest car. I got to stuff some people into this thing.
This is 2001. So yeah, he had a cell phone. You don't got Google Maps.
No.
Waze. So they're driving based. Okay, go here, go there. And then. Has anyone responded? Have you heard from any of these people yet this morning?
I'm getting a lot of big people on Twitter have retweeted this story. Mm-hmm. And so I'm getting hundreds of likes and retweets. So I'm missing some of the messages, like some of the notes. It keeps changing. Like I start reading one answer and then it moves, you know, because it's happening so fast. So I did open up my direct messages to people so they can send me a message. And that's what I'm hoping that they'll do. So to answer your question, no, I've not heard from anyone yet that was in that car or know someone that was. But I'm hearing from it's from a lot of news organizations that want to help get the word out. And want the story, and like everyone from, I'm getting a lot of the local Denver stations.
Yeah.
I'm getting some Ohio stations, some Omaha stations, and then I just got a message from CNN asking if they can get more information on this. So I called my mom right before we went on the air. I'm like, Mom, I don't know what to do. This story about Dad is like, people are going, it's going viral. And I'm like, can you help me fill in any of the gaps? Am I missing anything? And she's like, that's the whole story. She's like, that's, you know, your dad didn't talk about it a ton, but that's something he was very happy that he was able to do for people.
You got to think the people that were on that, on in your dad's van, think about your father all the time, if not at least every September 11th when the anniversary pops up, thinking about how this man, who was a complete stranger when the trip started, I guarantee when they got home, they were all very close friends with that long drive to get to know each other. You know they got to be thinking about it and got to be on Twitter and social media, and they're going to see this. They've got to see it and reach out.
I hope so. Because even if just one of them reached out, I just want to know what happened, like how they met up with him. Did they see him standing there holding the sign?
They had pictures.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Gosh, if they did, wow, that would be amazing. I didn't even think about that. But, you know, what did they talk about in the car? I remember my dad saying that they listened to, they kept trying to find like news talk radio. But at that point, pretty much everyone was news talk because everyone was just trying to get information out. But driving through, you know, Nebraska, it sometimes, you know, I'm guessing it wasn't the easiest to get a radio station out there.
How long of a drive is it?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I was here when it happened, and I remember calling my mom saying, this is what's going on. And I knew my dad was out of town. I'm like, where is Dad? And she's like, he's in Ohio. He's supposed to fly back this morning. And we hadn't heard from him, so we were scared. And I was just like, okay, well, as soon as you hear from him, please let me know. Mm-hmm. And then I remember she called me, and she's like, he's in Omaha. They landed. He's just going to find a way to get home from Omaha. So as soon as I heard that, I was fine. I was like happy, but I didn't know about any of this other stuff. I just knew my dad was in
you
Omaha.
You figured he was just
and
by
he was
himself.
Just gonna find
yeah.
a way home. So it wasn't until 3 or 4 days later that I heard the story of what actually happened. I just kept calling, is Dad home? Is Dad home? Is Dad home? He's home. Okay. Awesome. You know, so it's just kind of crazy.
Did your dad talk about the people for the years after the fact?
Not to me, but to my mom. And that's why I was trying to get a hold of her, because she said that he did keep in touch with a bunch of them, that they would reach out to him, especially around this time, and just reach out to say, hey, I was thinking about you. And then when he passed, you know, my mom didn't really have a contact mm-hmm. for them. And so they just kind of lost touch. But I just kept saying, like, did you go through his cell phone? Did you maybe see like who these people were? Were they texting him? Were they emailing him? I just really want to know more about that day. That's all. It's purely selfish, but I really just want to know about that day for them. And if they remember him and what he did, you know.
Oh, I want to know everything about the day. Yeah. How did they all come together? What did they do in that car ride? What were the conversations that were had? You see a complete stranger holding up a sign that they see your father. Obviously, they put trust in him. Like, okay, strange man I've never met before, I'll jump in the car and ride with you because I want to get home.
Yeah.
So I want to know what was going through their mindset when they saw your father. And I don't know. I envision like I see this happening, of everyone being reunited somehow because of this tweet you put out, all coming together, telling your stories, and your father looking down above and watching this happen. It's crazy.
Someone started the hashtag #FindTheSeven.
Oh, I like that one.
And it brought tears to my eyes. I'm just like, wow. Like, okay.
Number seven or spelled out?
It was the letter seven. It was the number seven. But I don't know. I just want to find even just one of them to find out that day. And thank you to everyone who shared the story. Thank you to everyone who retweeted it. It's just people, it's nonstop. And I'm hoping that the right person sees it, that knows that person. Like, hey, Mom, didn't you drive back with someone from Omaha that day? Mm-hmm. Like, yes. Why? Why do you ask? Well, you know, something like that. I'm just keeping my fingers crossed that happens.
I'm just following the tweet of Find the Seven. There's a man called at Find the Seven.
Oh, is there?
Yeah. Someone, Tom Conaway, is like, what the heck?
He's like, wait, stop taking my hashtag. I didn't do that. I did not make that up. Someone else started doing that. So.
Just incredible. If you're just joining us, jump on Mercedes' Twitter feed. I'm not a big fan. I haven't checked. Is it on Facebook?
I did put it on Facebook. Yeah, I put it there too. And it's shareable. And I did. Like I said, I did it because most of my friends and family are in Denver. So I was hoping maybe they'd share it in their little Facebook groups, your Denver
people.
Neighborhood group. Does anybody know this person? Didn't think it would get this big. So I'm kind of
Steph, what do you mean the whole
right
thing?
Now.
I am blown away. Mercedes, I read your tweet last night and I was on a mission to help find the seven.
Aww.
And I was only in fifth grade at the time. No. Okay.
You're
still,
so sweet.
No. And I honestly, Mercedes, would like JC too. If there's anything we can do to help with any Denver news outlets, any radio stations, I am on it. I'm going to post this on the website so people can share and link on mix941.fm. And I want to hear these people's stories. They have a story to tell about your father and just everything that they experienced during 9/11.
Yeah, it's crazy because I keep getting these messages and I'm telling everyone, I'm on the air till 10 o'clock.
Don't,
I cannot do
don't,
anything.
Because it, don't. You, someone calls you, you say yes. You need me right now. CNN, whoever calls you, jump and do it. Because go back to it. I'm that person that was in that van. I'm telling that story all the time. I'm like, listen, our plane, we landed in Omaha. I didn't know how to get home to your mother. And next thing you know, there's this strange man. He's got a sign. I'm like, he looks like a nice guy. And I jump in this car with him. And we're driving. And we're telling stories. We're playing games. We're doing this. I was in that van. I'm telling that story over and over to my family and friends.
I would hope so. And if someone heard a family member tell that story, if they remembered it and could get me in touch with them. What? Ellen retweeted it? Oh, my gosh. Are you serious? Who is the... Candy, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing, but I just saw Ellen retweeted your tweet as well.
No.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yep. Oh my gosh, what is happening?
That is so awesome. Well, your dad was awesome. That's just such a cool story. That's great.
Candy, thank
she
you
did.
For...
There
for,
it is, Mercedes.
Are you serious?
Yeah, go look. Go check it out.
I'm scared. I don't know. This is too much happening to me right now.
I love you, Mercedes.
I love you, Candy. Thank you so much for calling and
thanks,
letting
Candy.
Me know. I would have never known because, like I said, my Twitter feed, it's going nonstop, so I don't see any... By the time I focus on one name, it's already moved 10 spots, you
but
know?
But think about now, like, the power of the Ellen's producers and the power of Ellen. If they get behind this, and hopefully they can find some of these people and reunite with you and your family, too. I'm sure it's just moving for your mom to meet these people and then your brother and your sister, brothers and sister as well.
Yeah, I think that would mean a lot. Oh, my gosh, you guys look at using the hashtag find the seven. Thank
Did
you.
Did Ellen use it?
No, someone, I just saw a Zoom by find the seven, so... I don't know. I talked to my mom this morning. Maybe later on we can get her on the phone and talk to her a little bit about it. She's, you know, she's kind of shy, but she definitely talked to my dad about it more than I did. And like I said, I just want to get all the details right because she knows what happened that day. And she said he came home with that van and it took him he was tired and it took him a couple of days to return it to the rental car because he was so tired.
And plus, there's the one-way drop-off fee that he had to take care of as well.
Yeah.
It's not cheap to rent a van. And then also, if you're what city? Are you returning it here to Omaha? Nope, I'm taking it to Denver,
sorry,
you guys.
Sorry, and it's not coming back.
We'll keep everyone posted as this thing kind of unfolds throughout the morning. And if you guys hear or see anything, any more Ellen's out there reposting it, let us know because we can stay on top of it better.
You know what's funny is Dan Rather reposted it.
Uh-huh.
And my dad used to love watching Dan Rather on the CBS
News. Could you imagine? See?
If he could see that the like one of his most respected journalists in the entire world saw his story, knew his name. Oh my gosh. It brings me to tears just thinking about that. That's pretty awesome.
That's really cool.
More Mercedes in the Morning coming up.
When I wake up,
I love these guys.
On Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.